Simin Reish Peches, Tiftes and Yud, and Reish Peches. The first halacha is that when there is a sakana, even though one is not supposed to daven, make bakashas on Shabbos, nevertheless, when there's a sakana, certainly he is allowed to. Agav, I saw something which is running again. It brings down the Oiz V'Hadar Mishnah Brura, brings down from Yeshemi B'Shem Yerushalmi that the reason why you're not allowed to make bakashas on Shabbos is because of Davar Davar. They bring down from Yerushalmi. However, it seems from Rishonim that that's not how they learned the Yerushalmi. And the reason is because you're not supposed to make bakashas, because a person's not supposed to be mitzar, a person's not supposed to come to a tzar, it's not supposed to. And these things could be mitzar a person. Obviously, in these cases then, we're allowed to do it. And not only that, says Mechaber, we're also allowed to say, V'chein nogu lomer mitzloim, Shabbos. Anybody know what mitzloim is? So he says, V'chein nogu lomer mitzloim b'Shabbos, al cholim. So once again, the Oiz V'Hadar Mishnah Brura helped me out. And he said over there that Mitzloim is the name of the tefillah. It's like Havinenu. We say Havinenu. Mitzloim is we are davening. Mitzloim onu lefonecho. We are davening for you that you should have rachamim on us. Which is similar to the Mishnah Berurah that we say. Which anything which is a sakana, we can say Mishnah Berurah. That's the end of Reish Peches. Reish Peches, hopefully, Reish Peches is a lot more nageya than Reish Peches. And that is the halachas of Suda Shachrit. The same halachas which apply to the Suda at night applies to the Suda during the day. Everything should be set up before you come home. Everything should be set up the way the Aruch Hashulchan says. We don't sleep on mitos. We don't eat on mitos. The chairs should be in the right place. So if you have a stack of ketzer chairs, it sounds like they should all be out. They should be, the chairs are stacked up, whatever it is. Whatever, they should be set up. The table should be set. Everything should be set before one comes in. The Chatzchila one is supposed to make Kiddush on wine or grape juice, and the Kiddush starts. Wine, says the Mechaber, also grape juice if you need. Now those that are Machmer, for the most part, most people that make all the grape juice is the same thing as wine. That starts. Some people, they just say, Baruch Adah Hashem, Kedem Melech, Lam, Bei Perev Oven. And Beth Nor Hashem says, V'yalduzi. So that's what Kama Gedalim, that's how they used to make, I know my cousin, that's how they make Kiddush. You just make a bracha. Some people start from Alki and Beirach. Some people start from Zachos Yom HaShabbos. Some people start from Shomru. Some start Im Toshiv Mishabbos Oglecho. People start, V'etzem, there's no Chiv. The Chiv is just to make a Prepi Agafim beforehand. They don't have to say anything more. The Mishnah Brura does point out, though, that one shouldn't start from Alki and Beirach, because you're starting in the middle of a pasuk, and that's called pasuk loy paskin Moshe, loy paskin. However, many people do that. He's not ma'ur this, but again, at night, when a person starts and he says, Aviyar Vayveker, that you're also starting in the middle of a pasuk. Aviyar Vayveker is the middle of a pasuk. Nevertheless, the Aruch HaShulchan says, he's Malam B'tzchos, and you can answer this also. For nighttime also, he says we're not trying to say a pasuk, we're trying to be moisif on that which we're saying before him. We're not trying to be poisik a pasuk, we're not trying to split a pasuk in half. Rather, we're trying to. Since you're not really trying to say the pasuk, you're just trying to be moistif onto the bravery of that you're saying. That's not considered called pasuk the paske maisha, and that is the maisha what people do. Some people, they start from Zachos Yom HaKadosh, and then they say that in an undertone, and then they say Alkein Beirach. No, you're saying as long as you're saying the whole thing, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. Now, with regard to what one should make Kiddush on, like a tchila grape juice or wine, like we said before, and if he doesn't have that, then Shar Mashkin, that Rechamar Mazin. Let's say he doesn't have that. My Sushay Kachoya was in the hospital on Shari Tzedek on Shabbos, and a nurse came over to me and asked me, she said, I have two choices. I can Shabbos day. I could either make Kiddush on a challah roll, or I can make on a cup of milk. What should I do? Anybody have any ideas? So I told her, cup of milk is nothing, and you should make it on the challah. Like that's what's mashma mishabura. If you don't have chamar medina, that's what you do. About 2 years after that happened, this was about 10 years ago or 12 years ago, about 2 years after it happened, I learned Torah HaShulchan. Torah HaShulchan says, let's say you don't have grape juice or wine, and you don't have Chamar Medina, the whole reason that you're making Kiddush in the morning, why make Kiddush in the morning, correct Torah HaShulchan? We already made Kiddush at night when it came in. So we're only doing it to be mechaber the suda. Oh, it's a chash of a suda. We make a bracha beforehand. We pray up, and you say all shekel tera. That's what people add on. It's not just a pray up. So he says, if you don't have anything, you want to make some hacker. So you can even make a shakalei b'dvarin. He says, if you're so stuck, if you don't have wine or shar mashkin, then you can make kiddush on a cup of milk. That's what he said. That's what he said. However, the Mishnah Berurah certainly goes not that way. Rav Moshe goes not that way. Brings on the Aruch HaShulchan. He says for Avdalah maybe, not for kiddush. You should make on challah and lemaisa. That's how the Mishnah Berurah goes. And you have to know her situation also. She was on the ninth floor. And on the second floor, she can get wine. Maybe she can't leave in the middle. I don't know exactly what the story is. However, if she can't get, then l'chatchila she should make on the challah, which means that she doesn't make any. She just starts and she says, "Hamayti lechem min haaretz," and that is her kiddush. She's not supposed to eat beforehand. With regard to eating beforehand, eating before kiddush, the same din of kiddush makom suda one has also Shabbos day, and one has to have a suda after the kiddush. Or Moshe's mechadash a kiddush, that as long as you're going to make kiddush afterwards with makom suda, then you can have kiddush even shleim with makom suda. You'll have kiddush and you have peppers. You'll have fruit. Most Pesachim do not go like that, and they say you have to have kiddush makom suda, and therefore you have to have pasuk of a kiddush. Only day. The kiddush by Shabbos day is not really the kiddush. It's only midar rabbanan. It's not midar aisa. It's kimdumani. There's a bunch of things that were makel only Shabbos day, as opposed to Friday night. Shabbos says in Reish Ein Gimel. The halachas of eating before kiddush. So the Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. The Bir Halacha says, "Mi shehoter loy lechov alishdes kredim tvi'la, kugain shulah refuah, pashat etzarach lekadosh mitchila." Whenever it's chal the choyvas kiddush, you're not allowed to eat before without kiddush. So somebody that is allowed to eat before shacharis, then his choyvas kiddush is chal right then. Most people they're planning on eating later on, and they're going to eat later on. So they want to eat before shacharis. It wasn't chal the choyvas kiddush. However, somebody. Not only that, they want to say the same thing with regard to a woman. A woman says Moedani lefanech in the morning, or she says Bakasha achas in the morning. She wakes up, she says, "Ari Rebbeinu Shalom, thank you, help me get through the day." So she's ready Yetzer Chiv Tvilo, then she will be ready David. Then she's not able to. She wants to eat. She has to make Kiddush. However, Ms. Kamal says, and I think this is maybe the meaning of the Arlam, is that since a woman is Meshubah to her husband to eat later on, she's not planning on eating now. She's not, therefore, Ramesha says that's for her, actually, also. But he says it even after davening. But a woman is Meshubah and she's not, she's planning on davening. After her. She's planning on davening. And therefore, we don't consider, even though she's Yetzeh, but that's not considered the Tvila yet until she actually davens. She's allowed to have coffee, she's allowed to have whatever she wants beforehand, as long as it's within the parameters of the halacha. He says, but again, also the Pesachim say, but again, to this, Kimdaman Rishlam Zalman says it also. He says, this is talking about a guy who's not planning on eating later on. So therefore, he's eating his Suda before Shacharis, therefore he has a Chayvus Kiddush, and he shouldn't eat before his Chayvus Kiddush. But a guy that's planning on eating later on, he's just very weak, so he wants to eat beforehand. So he's having a team of Alma, he's going to have bread, he's going to have something. But that's not his Iker Suda, then he would not have to make Kiddush and no bread. It's not his Iker Suda, and he would not have to make Kiddush, because Chayvus Kiddush only starts after he has said Shacharis.